Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Bank of England slashed its benchmark interest rate by 1.5 percentage points today, a bold cut that far exceeded economists' expectations and reflected fears that Britain is headed for a prolonged deep recession. The cut to a 3% base rate, the biggest trim in 27 years, took it market analysts by surprise, with most expecting at most a 1 percentage point cut. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank cut its main lending rate by 50 basis points today as the Eurozone economy continues to cool down. The move takes the ECB's benchmark rate to 3.25%. And is the second cut in just under a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now at 9,052, down 86 points. The NASDAQ, 1,658, down 23. The S&P 500 at 941 is off just over 11 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
This morning, USDA released its export sales numbers for the week ending October 30th. They look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 13.5. Next year, 0.5. Corn this year, 18.6. Soybeans this year, 32.9. And next year, 0.1. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers in just a few minutes with Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. No, excuse me, not Dan, but rather Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. But before we do that, we need to get caught up on the latest in the agricultural weather front. And with us to do that is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and we do have a weather front coming on in to the Midwest, and that's going to end the harvest operations for a while, as we've been talking about for quite some time. So the weather that's coming in should be a surprise to no one that's been listening for the last week or so. We've talked about a prolonged period of warm and dry weather, which we've had so far in the first 5 days of November in the Champaign-Urbana area. The temperature has gotten above 70 degrees on all 5 days, which is pretty rare. And right now we're at 59 degrees. I was going with a high of 70 today, but I'll probably have to trim that back because a little line of showers has developed ahead of the main area of rain back to our west, and that will probably hold the temperature down a little bit here, but still above average. Our average high is 53. We're already at 59 today, and the temperature will be going up. Showers and thunderstorms have pushed into parts of central Illinois, so that's going to end operations for some areas pretty soon. The rain is a little more significant to the north, though. It's raining across, for example, DeKalb County and much of LaSalle County right now, pushing into Kendall and Grundy and Kane as I speak. Some showers and thunderstorms now in Livingston County around Pontiac. They're in eastern McLean County, pushing into western Ford. So a little bit of light rain around Gibson City, but that area is weakening as it pushes off to the northeast. So in eastern Livingston County, Ford County, Kankakee, and Iroquois, probably just some spotty light rain over the next couple of hours, and most of the time it won't be raining. And the rain to the south is also weakening in intensity, but right now radar showing a few returns around Champaign-Urbana. That's something that just popped up. Much of what we see on the radar not reaching the ground, nothing more than a few sprinkles at the moment. And there are some showers out around Monticello, but they too are weakening as they push off to the northeast. And the southern extent of those returns would be western Coles County. So some rain may be hitting into Mattoon, Arcola, and Tuscola shortly, but very, very light. And then out to the west, there's another broken line which extends essentially from Springfield to just southwest of Peoria. And again, the individual cells pushing off to the northeast. Another line of showers and thunderstorms now in west central Illinois. But there's not widespread rain at the moment. We're expecting rain coverage to pick up this afternoon. Most of the Midwest Corn Belt will get Some rain this afternoon into tonight as a cold front comes through. Then after that, there's going to be an upper air low sitting over the Great Lakes. Unsettled weather as we go into the weekend. That will promote some scattered showers and much cooler air for much of the Midwest. The Ohio Valley, though, will probably stay dry after today. But there are going to be some areas that pick up a little bit of rain from time to time into the weekend, along with unseasonably cool weather. And then we'll have occasional weather systems come through next week. It looks like temperatures will stay on the cool side. We're not going to return to the warmth that we have right now. So as a result, drying rates are going to be slow. So anywhere where it rains, it'll take a while for the ground to dry up. And with other chances of rain coming in, less than ideal conditions for harvesting. I'm not going to say that everybody's washed out for the next several weeks. Certainly not, because some of the showers are scattered and light. But compared to where we've been recently, we're going to be cooler with slower drying rates, and we're also going to have more frequent precipitation. So that does not bode as well for harvest as we've been talking about for a while. Now, as we go on to the southern hemisphere, I can tell you in Argentina, they're going to pick up periodic showers here over the next week or so. But when all is said and done, they could use some more rain. They're probably not going to pick up enough rain in Argentina to alleviate what's a net drying situation. So they're not bone dry over most of Argentina, but on the other hand, they could use more rain. And it does look like Buenos Aires will stand to pick up the best rain tomorrow evening through Sunday. In Brazil, it looks like the center west into the southeast getting the most rain. Mato Grosso do Sul, Sao Paulo, Paraná, the next few days. The northeastern areas are staying pretty dry. They may get a little bit of rain eventually, but right now around Bahia, that's where there's the most concern. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at the Wednesday overnight trading session in Kansas City. December wheat open at 580, up 3 1/4. Last trade down 1. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 537 1/2, up 1/4. Last trade down 1 1/4. December corn opened at 390 1/4, unchanged. Last trade down 3 1/4. July 432, unchanged. Last trade down 4 1/2. November beans opened at 894 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 3 3/4. July 935, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. December soybean meal opened at 266, up 1. Last trade up $1. Last trade up 50. December soybean oil opened at 33.84, down 18. Last trade up 5. Cash hog prices in Peoria today are called 50 cents lower, with a top price of $34. Joining us now to talk a look about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Not the big super-duper wow numbers from the export sales report for the beans like we had a week ago, but still a pretty doggone good number.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid when you see something come in at 33 million bushel. Certainly last week's was just kind of wild when we came in at 53 1/2. The things that I'm looking at is that given where we've slipped to this week, going under $9 on the November beans, we should find some buyers down here. We saw a lot of hedge fund liquidation yesterday, probably will continue at the outset, but I think we'll be up two to down two type of thing in the beans today.
And corn exports today, 18.6.
Yeah, really came in within trade expectations, but kind of on the low side. I think people are looking at the cash fundamentals on corn and saying, well, these may be a little more bearish than what we thought about before. Everybody seems to think that next Monday's crop report's going to come in around 12 billion bushel, maybe a hair better than that. Steady to a nickel lower, I would say, at the outset.
Technical action in the last couple of sessions, not all that positive.
No, it looked kind of puny, and March corn doesn't have much support till we get down to about 399. That's another nickel lower than the overnight close.
And turn your attention to the wheat.
On the wheat, steady maybe as much as 4 or 5 lower. Export bookings continue to run at a sluggish pace. We do have cash wheat prices now equal to or maybe slightly below corn values. So that says we're not going to be seeing much wheat feeding. And this rain that came across the plains should help the winter wheat crop in the U.S.
I would think world data on Monday's report will catch a lot of attention.
Yeah, I would think so, particularly on the wheat and the corn.
Mm-hmm. What about over at CME Livestock?
On the livestock, I'd be looking for cattle futures to see a mixed day, down 20 to up 30, kind of quiet in there. Finally, we're seeing better beef demand pick up. The cash market should be a little stronger, particularly late in the day. On the hog side, we'll be down 20, maybe up 40, something along that line. Maybe a little bit more active action. Really big losses in the wholesale market this week. Going to kind of put the kibosh on rallies.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, she's with Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.